John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcast. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Are you confident if somebody called you right now that you could manage a major league team next year?
Yes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 157 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media, and presented to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. We usually don't bring old-timers on this show. We're making an exception today. The recently retired I believe in Stephen Vogt. And I believe Stephen Vogt has been sent to the corner of his house. Is this like your makeshift office? So,
this is, we have a big remodel going on in the Vogt house. We have no kitchen, no laundry room, no mud room. So we have stuff everywhere. So this is literally the only corner of the house that doesn't have just piled up stuff. And I didn't want people thinking we are hoarders. And so I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go with the blank corner and I can just fit right there. So that was the thought process behind it.
That's perfect because you really don't need a kitchen or mudroom with three kids that I think are all under 10, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I've been doing this for 5 days now and I want to scream. And dear Alyssa Vogt has been doing this for 2.5 months this summer. And that's why she is in charge and that's why she's the glue. And I'm just here complaining and I've been here for 5 days. She doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah. Isn't there a part of you that after 5 days wants to say, hey, isn't there a playoff team that could use taxi squad catcher right now or something?
Yeah, she's got the system down. It's pretty good, but it's been quite the process.
Yeah. Okay. So how's retired life?
So far so good. Just, drop the kids off at school. They're all three in elementary school this year. So, it's been drop them off and go to the golf course for a few days. So it's been pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. And then watch baseball in the afternoon and evening. It's been pretty, pretty good. And been coaching 12U fast pitch, been watching soccer, been watching, you know, all that stuff, getting to do all the dad stuff, which is phenomenal. Absolutely.
Isn't that
phenomenal.
Awesome? Isn't that awesome? This is going to be the best part of it all. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, there's nothing better than getting to spend that time, even the drive to and from, and then getting to coach and getting to watch the eyes light up and the light bulbs go off and just getting to watch my kids playing soccer. They love soccer, and it's just been really fun to watch them.
Okay, I know that we're taping this very early in the morning for both of us, but I feel like making you cry a little bit.
Okay.
I just do. So we're gonna start with the heavy hitting stuff. Final day as a major leaguer, and you get up to the plate, and you end up hearing this.
Now batting,
our dad.
Number 21,
Stephen Vogt.
Phew, man, that moment. I'm thankful that somebody spilled the beans. And so I, you know, it was one of those situations where Alyssa wanted, my wife wanted to surprise me with it. And I'm so thankful that I knew about it, but it was one of those things where you get into the game, right? And, you know, I'd caught 2 innings and then I was coming up for my at bat, and not that I forgot, but it wasn't on the top of my mind that the kids were going to do that my first at bat. And then right when I heard it, it still kind of surprised me a little bit. But man, I was fighting back tears so hard. And then you're getting ready to face Shohei Ohtani and, with tears in your eyes, you know, maybe that would help me a little bit, but no, it was, obviously it crushed me. And it's like right when they said our dad, and like, it just hits you because it's like, they know how cool that moment was for me. They know, because they're old enough to fathom what dad does and how hard they've watched me work. They've watched me rehab. They've watched, you know, they're a big part of it. They, you know, they're like, Dad, when are you going to come back and play? When are you going to be back on the field? Like, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks. Oh man, is your knee still hurt? Yeah, it does. But we want to watch you play, you know? So just even those moments of their innocence, but just asking like, Dad, when are you going to get to play again? Keeps you motivated. It keeps you going. It's like, you know what? I want to get back out there even worse now. And so just all of those memories and all the things I remember Peyton, my daughter, she just turned 11 at the end of September. And she was 6 months old when I got called up for the first time. And I remember telling her in her car seat as she's, you know, looking up, you have no idea what today means for our family, but your daddy's worked really hard for this. And I remember telling her those things. And so then to hear her voice, just, I don't know, it gives you all those feelings and all those memories. And it was the coolest thing that's ever happened on a baseball field.
I think you are lucky that somebody tipped you off, because like I've watched it 10 times now and I tear up, and they're not my kids, but I just sit there. I'm like, oh my God, like how could you not? And if you hadn't heard it, I mean,
I would have lost it. If I had no clue it was coming, I would have lost it. There would have been a pretty good delay. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, you ended up getting a second at bat in this game, and you know, the last time you were on the show, we talked about the struggle right out of the gate. What was it? 0 for what?
32. 0 for 32.
Yeah. 0 for 32 before you got your first hit. And then your last hit ends up leaving the yard. Do you even remember running around the bases or not?
I don't even know if you could call that running after I saw the replay. It was one of those out-of-body experiences, right? The whole process of walking up to the plate, knowing this is your last moment ever on a baseball field as a player. You know, because Mark Kotze had told me, hey, you go get a hit and you're done. And so just going up to the plate, it was, hey, dude, here we go. One more. Let's go have fun. Let's do this. You dude. And right out of his hand, I saw it was a fastball and didn't miss it. And right when I made contact, I was like, no way. No way. Holy crap. Holy. Are you kidding me? I just remember saying like, are you kidding me? Over and over and over. The high stepping with the Ninja Turtle fingers. And I just went straight. You know what it was? I was the 3-year-old me that was playing in the front yard that was picturing Will Clark, being Will Clark, hitting a walk-off in the World Series. And that was that kid. And that kid got to run the bases one more time. And I don't remember it, Chris. I don't remember. I just remember this feeling of, are you kidding me? And my brother was right above the dugout, and he was just pointing at me, and I was pointing right back at him. Just my teammates' reaction was everything for me, and the crowd. And I had family and friends. Alyssa got 71 people to Oakland. Just, you know, she invited and told people to meet there. And just I felt so loved and so honored all day. And to end it like that, running, floating, high stepping, prancing, however you want to call it, around the bases, was incredible.
Let's go prancing. I think that's what it was.
Absolutely.
It was great. It was great. And I know it was so important for you to come back to Oakland, because I remember touching base with you after you got DFA'd. That was not an easy thing for you, because you love this organization so much. And I can only imagine what it was like for you to be able to tip your cap like one last time, to see the people with the fake biceps out there. You know, the whole thing for you is just like, it's like you wrote this thing, dude. How cheesy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Coming off last year with Atlanta, and you know, I knew I wanted to play one more year, but nothing really, you know, when we were talking to teams after the lockout, nothing really seemed like it was going to be the right fit, and nothing really felt like it was meant to be. And then David Forrest called my agent and he said, hey, would Steven have any interest coming back to Oakland? And right when my agent called me and said that, I was like, yeah, are you kidding me? Oh, hey, can I say hi, Bennett?
Who's this?
Bennett just woke up. This is Bennett.
Hi.
Hey, Bennett. How you doing, brother?
Is he good? All right. Well, Daddy's going to talk for a little bit longer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Morning cuddles are the best, aren't they?
I know.
Morning
cuddles.
There's nothing that beats them. But so right when I found out I was getting to go back to Oakland, we didn't leave on the best terms, you know, with the DFA. And obviously it was, I understood the business decision, but it was hard. And but to come back and, you know, 4 or 5 years later and get to see the same people, the clubbies, the security guards, the concession stand workers, the people that are still there, you know, the players come and go, the coaches, you know, for the most part, we're still there, but they come and go. But the people who work for the Oakland A's in the front office, and those are the people that we could not wait to get back to see, and the fans. And it was just, it was incredible to go out one more year there where we felt like we were at home.
The Chris Rose Rotation, as always, is presented to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. So I want you to open your ears, save some dough, and follow a few little instructions. Number one, grab your phone. Number two, go over to the App Store. Number three, download the SeatGeek app today. The SeatGeek app, it helps you experience whatever sporting event or concert in the best way possible while saving money. In fact, if you use the code word Rose and you're a first-time user, you're going to save $20 off your tickets at SeatGeek. It's a great way to go about things. Now, this is my favorite month of the year. Why? Baseball playoffs, full swing. NBA, we're 6 weeks in. College football, same sort of deal. NBA starts this week. Pucks dropped last week. And, of course, 365 days a year, you can go to whatever concert you want as well. Here's the great thing about the SeatGeek app. They actually rate the seats on a scale of 0 to 10, and they color code them, right? They have a little green dot on them. That means that's a good deal. That's a good seat. Red, not so much. So follow along. Green, good. Red, not so good. So go do this now. Download the SeatGeek app on your phone. Use the code ROSE. You're going to save $20 off your first purchase. And who knows, you might end up sitting next to me at your next sporting event. I think that's a green seat. There was a great piece of video our buddy Dallas Braden got of you the day before the season ended. You're out there working on blocking balls. You're retiring the next day, dude.
Yeah.
Why did you do this?
I had one more game to catch. You know, I first of all, I can't stand that Dallas posted that. That's not why I do it. But, you know, obviously I was honored that that video came out. But Chris, you have a job to do. There's 162 games. There's not 160. There's not 159. There's 162 games. And one of the things that I was taught by Jimmy Hoff, he was our field coordinator with the Rays, was you never know which day it's going to click. Mm-hmm. Every rep matters. Every swing matters. Every block matters. Every ground ball matters. You never know which one it's going to click on. And I have a practice routine as a backup catcher where I work on my blocking once before I catch, and I catch the bullpen every day I'm not starting. And I kept that routine, even though I wasn't playing. Shea Langeliers was coming up, and you keep your routine. That's what you do. And I had to catch, I got to catch one more game that last day of the season. And for Ken Waldachek, he deserves to have the best version of me as his catcher. It's that game means everything to him just as much as it means something to me. So it's a no brainer. You go out and you get your work in. I don't care if it's 161 and you're retiring the next day or you're retiring that day. It doesn't matter. You are a baseball player. That's your job. You have to go do your job. I'm going to miss blocking balls. You know, I'm not going to miss getting hit in the neck or getting hit. And I probably will miss it a little bit, but that's what we do. That's what you do. And so, you know, it kind of was with this video that got blown up. And I appreciated Dallas for his kind words, but at the same time, it's not why you do it. You do it because it's the right thing to do.
Impressive. I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who retire, whether they're baseball players or they've been a machinist for 30 years or whatever they've been doing. Maybe the day before they retire, they take one day off. And I understand your words. I do. I mean, that's who you are. That's your DNA. And I get it that you're a little embarrassed that got out, but I do think it's important for people to hear it.
And I think too, you know, part of it, Chris, is like, we get 4 months off. We get 5 months off. right? And I cannot block in October. No, hopefully in November I cannot block, right? And that's the whole point is, yeah, if I was a machinist and I was going out and I've been grinding for 30 years doing that, then maybe, yeah, I would take a day. But, you know, for me, it was, no, it's, you got a job to do. You got to be ready to catch tomorrow. It means everything to that guy on the mound.
Fair enough. Hey, I want to backtrack real quick. Did I hear a rumor there was a possibility that Kotze was going to pull you after your first at bat?
We had talked about, he had said, hey, when do you want me to pull you? And I said, that's up to you. You know, he's like, well, if you get a hit off Shohei, I got to take you out. And I was like, well, I'd like to catch a little bit too. You know, there was a couple different times that I was going to come out. You know, I think after the fifth, Ken was rolling pretty good. And then it was Trout, Otani, and Ward coming up. And I was like, let me get him through the sixth. And then he came out and I thought I was done after that. You know, I think he punched out Trout, punched out Otani, and like Taylor Ward flew out or grounded out, something like that. But so then it was one of those where like, all right, that was it. And I'm running off the field after backing up first, just smiling like, man, that was so much fun. Six shutout innings with Ken. Man, yeah. I walked off Shohei at bat before. Like, I'm good. I'm good. And then, you know, and then they started talking, you know, Brad and Emo and Kotz started talking about sending Ken back out for the seventh. And I was like, well, if he's going back out, I'm going back out. And they're like, yes, you are. And then that was crazy because had he not gone three up, three down, they were bringing in, they had, I think Kirby Snead was ready to go to come in to face a lefty. And they had him ready to go and we got a double play with one out. And so I'm running off the field and I'm leading off the next inning. And I'm like, hey, double play, way to go. Let's go watch Shea get his, you know, Shea's turn to get this AB. Great job. Like, that's it. And then Kotz is like, go get a hit and you're done. It's like, no way. All right. Yeah. One more. Here we go. And then the home run happened. And but yeah, if it weren't for Ken absolutely dealing that day, I would have never got that third at bat to have the opportunity for the homer and the double play ball happened. I mean, it was just everything. It's like somebody had a hand in this final day from up above and said here. And what it did for me is it just confirmed, hey, it was time. If you needed a better sign to show you that you made the right decision by walking away this year and choosing to be done. And it was just like, well, this is it.
Do you know how many players have had a home run as their first hit and their last hit since the expansion era in 1961?
I think I heard this. Was it 10?
You're the 10th.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's crazy. It's those are the things like that's why baseball's so beautiful, right? There's a stat and a number for everything.
There sure as heck is. That's pretty neat. How often do you bust out your World Series ring?
Man, I'd say about once a week I try the thing on and just walk around the house. And, oh, it's so cool. And, you know, now that I'm back home, people want to see it. So I get to show it and get to talk about it and relive it. That's definitely my most prized piece of memorabilia, obviously. That thing means everything, Rosie. It means everything. It's why I've worked. It's why I've played. It's why I've done what I've done. It's why I've been the teammate I am, to have an opportunity to win that World Series. I'm so thankful for it. Buddy.
Tell him we're almost done. We're almost done, dude. More questions for Dad. That's okay. I miss those times. Look at him whispering. It's too cute, man. Too cute.
It's the only time he whispers.
That's all right. Very polite kid. Absolutely. So I know we've talked in the past. You've made no bones about it that you want to manage. But you've got these three kids that you want to see go do their dance recitals or go play volleyball or baseball or whatever the heck they do. Keeps them interested. How are you going to balance that?
That is a hard hitting question. I think, you know, Alyssa and I, we talk about this stuff all the time and what, obviously she's just as big a part of making this decision and, pursuing it or not. And, you know, our biggest thing is just let's be in communication about this and make the kids part of it and understand like, hey, What do you guys want? What do you guys want? Do you want Daddy to be home now? Do you want to be home later? You know, what's that? And so I think, you know, for me, it's while they are still pretty young, I'd like to pursue it and then see kind of what happens. And then, but I don't know. I don't know what the timing looks like, Chris. I don't know. All I know is that I want to help the game of baseball and I want to be home. And that's the hardest part is what is the right balance? What is the right way to do it? And I wish I knew. I don't, if any of us knew, we would, you know, jump right into that field no matter what. But I would love to pursue a managing job, but I also understand the way that the industry works. And I understand that the timing of everything is out of my control and should be. But I'd love to be home. I'd love to do just about anything. I'm wide open as far as what I want to do next, and just kind of waiting for, you know, things to progress with the, you know, the season needs to end and then opportunities will come up and then we'll see kind of what's next. But I don't know what the balance looks like as I just talked around in big circles. I'm torn in every direction.
It's hard because so much of this has been, I mean, baseball in particular is a selfish sport. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but because you guys start in February and work sometimes through October and it is every day. You guys get 18 days off during the season. It is all about you. And once again, that's not a bad thing. So now to have done this for as long as you've done it and done it throughout your kids' entire lives, I imagine there's a real push-pull sort of thing here for you that it's, you know, you still have a dream you want to do, but you don't want to, you know, these kids are going to be in college before you know it. Believe me, it's fast.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think for me, that's the hard part for me, Chris, is like, if I'm being dead honest, is I want to be home with my family. My family is the most important thing to me. But as far as like work in the industry, I guess I'm confident and I know how much I can help. I know what I bring to the table. I've never been more confident in who I am than I am now. And that's to be the selfless leader, to help those around me, to help everybody learn faster than I did. And I know that that's valuable in this industry and I love this game too. And so that's where it is. It's that selfish desire of, I want to go do this because I know it can help people. But at the same time, I want to be selfish and say, well, I want to stay home. And then it's, do you come home for a couple of years and then do you leave? Because that's not fair. So what, you know, while I've been in it every day, do I just stay in it every day? You know, so these are the things that we talk about. These are the things that we contemplate, and it's what's best for our family. And that's the number one thing that we will always, that we will have conversations about. It's not just a one and done.
More of the show coming your way, but I want to tell you a little bit about Rapsodo. That is the industry-leading player development tool in baseball. It is offering a special offer on their hitting and pitching 2.0 units. In fact, go to rapsodo.com/johnboy or click the link in this description to get up to $1,000 off. That is saving some serious cash out there. You've heard all about Rapsodo. We know that the baseball industry is changing thanks to all the technological advancement. Well, here's how big Rapsodo is. It's being used by every major league team. It has been used by 100% of the Division I champions since the year 2010. Over 1,000 colleges are using it. That means nearly 200,000 players and 7,000 coaches are using Rapsodo. So why don't you hop on this train and get better? Rapsodo technology, it provides hitters and pitchers more data insights than ever before. In fact, pitchers can complete a pitch arsenal backed by accurate data. Hitters can improve their exit velo with instant feedback. You can see your hits from a single session with a spray chart or crank up the competition in the cage with game mode. Rapsodo is there for you. It is interactive. It is immediate feedback, and you will see the results on the field. You have heard the name before. It is rapsodo.com/johnboy or click in the link in this description to get the special discount hitting and pitching 2.0 where you can save up to $1,000. So we want you to save money, improve your game, and who knows, before you know it, maybe I'll be interviewing you on the Chris Rose rotation. A couple more things, I'll get you out of here, I promise. Are you confident if somebody called you right now that you could manage a major league team next year?
Yes. I'd love to at least fall flat on my face in an interview. I'm confident that I would need really good people around me to help, but I'm the type of person that wants good people that are better than me around me. I'm not, you know, I want people that are smarter than me around me. That's going to help us be better. I would have a lot of growing pains. I know there would be a lot of that, but I'm very confident 100% that if somebody called, I could do it next year.
Good. I dig that. I dig that. I want to be able to have like some manager's number and be like, hey, hop on the Rose rotation. I'm in.
Yeah. You're going to be like, what were you thinking? What were you thinking with that?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Oh yeah. That's the best part of the job right here.
Absolutely.
Which is what I've been doing throughout the playoffs. If you're behind the plate, either for the Guardians or for the Mariners, are you pitching to Aaron Judge and or Yordan Alvarez?
Well, right now I'm not throwing Yordan Alvarez anything over the in between the white lines. He's going to either have to expand or he's going to take his walk to first. And Aaron Judge, I think you got to be careful, obviously, but you know, he hasn't been as hot as Yordan Alvarez as of late, but I'm still not letting either of those beat me. I'm not letting either of those two guys beat me. And that was great baseball. It's been great baseball to watch so far. This has been such a fun postseason, and every game has kind of gone down to the wire. It seems like, you know, tying run on deck. That's what you want. You want it to be close and intense. And that's the beauty of October baseball.
Your last baseball one, you have one AL MVP vote to cast. Who are you giving it to?
Aaron Judge.
Really? Even though the guy you faced the guy.
I mean, I walked. I mean, I worked a walk, Chris. No, obviously what Shohei Ohtani does and what he brings to the table is there's no one that can do it. He's the only one. You asked me who's my MVP. What does most valuable player mean? That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
You take Shohei Ohtani off the Angels, they're still not making the playoffs. If you take Aaron Judge off the Yankees, they don't make the playoffs. Aaron Judge had arguably the greatest offensive season in the history of baseball this year. I'm the biggest Barry Bonds fan in the world. He's my home run king. He is the home run title. But Aaron Judge, what he just did in this era against this pitching with the shifting, everything, it has never been harder to hit than it is right now. And he just went out there and had a video game year.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, stole bases, played very, very good defense, elite defense. He is the most valuable player on the playoff Yankees. And for me, I feel like the MVP, it's hard for me to say, like, the MVP should be on a winning team. I just really do. And maybe I'm crazy for thinking that, but that's why I have a vote and I give it to Aaron Judge.
Very good. Spin the wheel of moderately interesting things. We'll let you go drive carpool today. Grade A. What were your grades in high school?
High school, I was a 3.4 GPA.
Hmm.
And then I bombed the SAT. I got 1040 on the SAT. This was before when it was just the 1600. Mm-hmm. 620 math. So big math guy. And 420 verbal, just the whole reading comprehension. Just not my forte.
Yeah.
So had to take remedial English in college, but tested out of math. So, you know, so I was, if I would have applied myself better, I probably could have been closer to a 4.0, but I was able to kind of get by with doing what I did. And they were good enough grades to get me into the Azusa Pacific University.
The Azusa Pacific. I kept looking for the Vogt building when Brady played baseball there over the summer. It was funny though that you know, remember I sent you the text. I was here we are. You're like, that's my dorm. Mm-hmm. Right down the left field line.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it.
That was so cool. We got to see him, the picture from you that he got to play there. It was really cool.
Yeah. It was great. We had a good time. Well, listen, I want you to go back and go do your daddy duties, which is always the best part of the day. That's fun. You've basically become an Uber service now. That does not stop. Okay? Sure. Just make sure you get your 5-star ratings and a nice tip from them.
Well, these passengers aren't getting 5-star ratings. I can tell you that all the time. So,
hey, listen, I'm proud of you. It was such a great way to finish. And I wish you luck in whatever decision you make. You know, baseball's better when you're around, but I know your household's better when you're around too. So I know that's not an easy thing, but whatever it is, I support you. I love you for it. And let's keep doing this occasionally, twice a year. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in for that. Thanks for everything, Chris. It's been so much fun just getting this, you know, relationship that we've gotten, and from Best Damn Sports Show period till now. And just always appreciate catching up in the way that you cover us players and really support us and pump us up. It means a lot. So,
well, that means a lot. Thank you as always. Yeah. Now you got 3 screaming kids that got to get to elementary school. Let's go. Yeah, let's go change the world. That's it.
Scrambled eggs will be up in about 5 if you're hungry. Oh. So here we go.
Oh, that's good. I wish we could take the camera in there to see how your scrambled eggs biz is going.
You don't.
But instead, we'll just give a special shout out to our one-of-a-kind producer, Robbie Scirocco. That is Stephen Vogt. I am Chris Rose. Thanks for tuning into the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. Quick reminder, every Monday through Friday, you can join me and Trevor Plouffe on the latest edition of Baseball Today as we break down what's going on in the postseason. And if you want to join the discussion live, you can do that on your AMP app. Just download it on your iPhone. It comes your way each and every Monday through Friday. You can join in on the conversation, ask us questions, tell us how ridiculous our takes are. Do it every day on the AMP app on your iPhone. Use the code BASEBALLTODAY.